This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear that song, it means time to talk to our friend Barry Sverluga. Busy weekend for him. Barry, what's up, dude?
How are you?
Hey, guys. Hope you had a good long weekend.
Oh, it was great,
dude.
Man.
It was nice. I want to get into this poll that your newspaper dropped today. But before we do that, you were out at Congressional on Sunday. Obviously, Angel Cabrera won this thing, and he was a few months removed from a real prison stint. How difficult was that to kind of write, and did it matter more the way Patrick Harrington kind of just gave it all away?
You know, I did not want Cabrera to win that, not because I have anything against him. It's because I didn't really want to write some sort of preachy, you know, this guy is a woman beater and he shouldn't be out here, even though I think there's a good case for that. I mean, the guy spent 30 months in prison in Argentina. He's a multiple-time domestic abuser. He pled guilty. He has expressed contrition. But it's just odd that, you know, I mean, I think we have to think about these things from the victim's perspective. And yeah, I'm all for second chances and all of that. But, you know, these women, you know, are left with the scars from that situation. So that's more than I wrote in my column about the Cabrera situation. I decided that Padraig Harrington is such not just a character in the game of golf, but he's a great explainer of, you know, what goes through your brain over the course of a round of golf, a hole of golf, a single golf shot. And he had a 2-shot lead on the 15th tee, and it was not a difficult tee shot. It's kind of a layup. He was hitting 5-wood, and he just had a brain lock. He got overconfident. It was something he said he's dealt with for the entirety of his golfing life. Like he pulled out a reference to a tournament he lost because of that same problem when he was 18. So I love writing about golf when it's like golf we can all relate to. And if you're a 20 handicap or a 10 or a 2 or scratch, you know how difficult it is to stand over an easy shot in competition and try to pull it off like you've pulled off all the ones before that. I thought it was a fun way to get into what decided the tournament.
What did they say about the course? You know, early on it started up, you had guys after, I think, round one or two, they were -5 and things of that nature. Then all of a sudden the course started to show a little teeth.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, they can kind of dial it however they want. I mean, that place is big and brawny enough that if they want to put a little length on it, they can do that. I mean, JP knows, of course, and the rough gets up. I mean, the winning score was 8 under, so mm-hmm. that's not, you know, it's not 19-20 under that you would get if you were shooting 467s. It was challenging. It is challenging. You know, there's a PGA Championship coming up at Congressional in 2030 and a Ryder Cup that I'll be using a walker to cover in 2037. So they picked it because they can make it. It can fit the game for the 50 and over set, but they can put some real teeth into it. And I think they want to, after what Rory did to it in 2011. Obviously, that was the U.S. Open run by the USGA, and this will be the PGA of America running both the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup. But they're not going to make it. They're not going to dumb it down. It'll be tough for those tests.
Man, watching the old dudes, and not many of them hit it far, but Cabrera does. There's a couple of them that do. I almost wonder if they've got the length available for when the men come. Like that. That 2030 or 2029 PGA Championship, I mean, they're going to have to put the tee for 9 in the middle of the fifth fairway. Like, it's going to be crazy what they're going to have to do. And you could dial up the rough and all those other things.
I just saw, but it was Bryson hit a shot 410 yards. That shouldn't be happening.
Right.
A par 4 right. And the ball rolled up on the green. Here you are putting.
Well, I mean, JP's right that, I mean, they can dial up the rough. They can make the greens fast. I mean, as long as it's not like a month of rain like we've had, and then pin positions are another tool that they have. I mean, it's not all about length. And you're right, JP, there are a couple. I mean, I was impressed with a couple of the drives that Harrington hit. I mean, he hit one way down on 9, way down the hill into that valley, and nearly reached the green in 2 there, which not a lot of these guys were doing. So it was fun stuff. It's not like, definitely not a vibe of like a men's or women's major for the, you know, in the prime of your career set. But you know, you get on the back 9 on Sunday and you're sweating a little bit because something's at stake.
Right. It was fun to watch. I thought it looked really good on TV. The fact that Harrington and Cabrera had like that same shot down the hill on 18 and Cabrera was able to convert and Patty couldn't, it kind of tells the story. I want to get to this Commanders thing with you, but before I do, you had a column, I think last week, forgive me if my timeline screwed up, about James Wood, about you are in and of baseball, like you know conversations surrounding baseball on a deep level, and it seems like people are starting to talk about James Wood in a new light around the league.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's because he's hit 13 bombs, and that's a number that will jump out at you before the end of May for sure. But I also think, and this is, I kind of wrote about two things in this column, and one is that his default method is left center and left field as a left-handed hitter. So he kind of defaults to driving the ball the opposite way, and when you get guys like that. And Bryce Harper and Juan Soto fell into that category too, as young left-handed hitters who could drive the ball out the opposite way. It kind of makes everything possible. You can learn to turn on an inside pitch and pull it. And Wood's 13th homer on Sunday against the Giants, he did pull it to right. It's a lot harder to come up as a pull hitter and then learn how to allow the ball to travel and drive it the opposite way. So it just seemed to me as I dug into some numbers, and you know, there's nothing in baseball that's not quantifiable. I mean, he has the fourth highest slugging percentage the opposite way of anybody in baseball. And it just seems to me that in the year he's going to turn 23, that it kind of highlights the potential that's there, because he's doing it now at a high level, and I don't think he's unlocked his full potential. So the Nats are kind of middling. They, you know, they got on a good run, then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants. It'll be interesting to see how things go in Seattle and Arizona, but I still think that James Wood's at bats are kind of appointment TV, and that's not just this summer. That's a lot of summers to come.
He's been excellent to watch.
He's been, oh, bro.
I tell you what.
He's been good, man.
To look up James Wood's stats, I went to Pro Baseball Reference, and I started just looking at league leaders. Good God, the start Aaron Judge is off to. I mean, he's leading almost every possible category. Shohei has one more.
He wasn't hitting the torpedo bat.
Dude.
How quick did that go down?
What is Judge doing up there, Barrett?
No, it's crazy. And I will say the other part of the Wood column was I got down this rabbit hole, and this is, I do this with baseball all the time, but this is a little bit of a different one. Like, there were some awesome calls by the opposing TV teams of some of Wood's hits. There's one of the Marlins. He took a 3-0 pitch that was down and in and drove it out to the left of center field. It was like, what is going on? And these guys who don't see him every night looking at his stature and how he can drive the ball the opposite way. And I bring this up not to get away from Judge, but to embrace the Judge idea, because one of the Marlins announcers was like, I mean, he's a left-handed Aaron Judge. And the frame is the obvious reason to say that, because there aren't a lot of 6'6", 6'7", guys mm-hmm. that are great offensive players that really kind of have short swings. But I mean, I mentioned that Wood is fourth in the majors in slugging percentage the opposite way. First on that list is Aaron Judge, and he's like 200 points ahead of Wood. He's slugging like 1150 the opposite way, which is just like, that's not a number that you slug in any direction. He's a freak right now. I was not totally into that contract when he signed it, because he came up. The thing people forget about Aaron Judge is he's not Harper or Soto up in the majors at 19. He didn't get to the majors until he was 24, 25. So that puts you at free agency a lot later. But man, he is just an absolute animal at this point. Non-Otani division, he's clearly the best hitter out there.
He's definitely that. I like it.
All right. Let's finish, if we can, with a poll this morning from the Washington Post. I don't know if you have seen this, but I think it's gaining some real traction, that fans today, compared to last year, like the Commander's name a lot more than they did. I don't think that should be particularly surprising, but I'm curious kind of your reaction to the story.
Well, I'm sure you guys have talked about it through this lens. It's like, you know, did they like it a lot more? Would they have liked it a lot more if they had gone 5-12 and they didn't have a quarterback in place and they were wondering about the owner? I don't think they would. I think now they have accomplished some stuff under that name. Jaden Daniels has only been a Washington Commander. It doesn't necessarily mean that you sit there and think about, okay, what is a Commander? What is that military rank? Like, where does it fit? Like, I feel better about this. I think you feel better about it because the Commanders as a team have now done some stuff that you care about and created memories as Commanders. And mm-hmm. Dan Quinn talks about, we want guys who are good Commanders. Like, that all matters now. So I don't know how you guys have discussed it, but I can't imagine you were super surprised that, like, it's doing better than it did, because guess what? The team is doing better than it did for years and years and years.
I said it way back. I said, they start winning, people will start liking it. And people will shout it down, and guess what's happening now? They're winning, and people like it.
And Brian, I think, like, once you start having good associations with whatever the name is, mm-hmm. it just makes it harder to change. I kind of feel like I'm surprised that we added that as a poll question, actually, because I kind of feel like we should really be past it. Like, this is going to be the name. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Josh Harris is.
I think they've been pretty clear, dude.
Yeah, that's what every time he's asked, it's like, this is not a priority. And even last, you know, his season wrap up press conference, he was pretty darn direct about it. It's not only that they have other priorities, which they clearly do, stadium, 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 but you know, they're kind of comfortable with it. And again, you know, Jaden Daniels changes everything, and Jaden Daniels only being a Commander and leading them to the NFC championship game in his rookie year, like, that's the most important piece. People have positive associations with that part of the piece. So everything that's tangential to that becomes more positive because of it.
Totally agree. One of the things I always enjoy about just talking with you is you can talk about any sport kind of at any time. What is, obviously you tend to write all fall around the Commanders. Commanders are the most popular team in town, et cetera, right? What do you map out as your column strategy for these really lean months over the May, June, July? You know, we'll have some NBA finals, we'll have hockey finals, but it's a lean, it's a humble group, as the great Charlie Casserly would say.
It's I'm in the desert a little bit right now, and that's,
imagine,
you know,
hosting 4 hours of radio every day.
No, I know, yeah, exactly. And I mean, you know, I love that the Caps were relevant and were in at least two rounds of the playoffs for the hockey fan base, but also because it gave me, you know, 4 weeks or, you know, a month of layup columns that were relevant around here. It's hard. It's a reason to go to Congressional on a Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, because that checks a box and provides a fun column,
well,
at least for me.
Let me ask you this. When is Liv? A week or two?
Liv is next week. So
will you go to Liv and write a column?
Will my car find its way to RTJ in the middle of next week? It will. I also will. I mean, there's a reason to schedule vacation in like June, because, you know, it's pre-training camp. And now, I mean, JP, I didn't prioritize getting to Commanders or Washington Football Team or Redskins training camp in this job for years. I mean, I'd go down there.
You love driving out to Ashburn, Barry.
Love it, yeah. But now it's like, no. Like, could I go out there a couple times a week? I could go out there a couple times a week. Like, that. It's just different and relevant in a way that it wasn't. So that makes, you know, going away in August different now than it was, you know, even 3 years ago. But you're right, man. Like, just in talking to the great Dan Steinberg, my editor, like, what was I going to – I was going to probably go to Baltimore to see Caitlin Clark against the Mystics on Wednesday night. Well, she's hurt, and that's out. It's not – there's no Indiana Fever Mystics column unless Caitlin Clark is playing. So, you're going to see your boy get a little creative in the next couple of weeks, or else I'm going to be out of work.
I got one for you. Me and Jeff about to go play golf. I'm going to use a putter and a lob wedge and beat his ass.
Yeah, I believe you will. And the only interesting column there, Brian, is if you actually lost. So keep me up to date on that situation.
Okay.
Barry, thank you for the time, dude.
I really want to
read the Barry's for Luka goes to Liv column.
I've done one version of it, and I'll pull out another of it.
I'll come hang out with
next
you.
Week.
Do you?
All right, sounds good.
If you go, I'll come hang out with you.
Does media parking get to be on site? Because if that's the case, we need to send in for some credentials.
I can tell you. I mean, the last thing I covered out there was the Solheim Cup, and there was a shuttle from some like parking lot that was not at RTJ. I'll tell you that much.
It was probably at The
Stonewall
Pavilion, Nissan Pavilion. Ooh,
we need.
What is it called? I'm the Nissan Pavilion. What's the
Jiffy Lube? We need better parking than that. Come on, B.
Hey, man, Judge Austin, you listen, call us.
We need some parking, Judge. All right, Barry, we'll see what we can do with the parking.
Appreciate it, guys.
Be cool, brother.
Barry Svrluga, Washington Post. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. Barry, of course, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's take a tour through the most underrated players in the NFL and see if any Commanders fellas land on that list. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Before I let you go, though, got to tell you about the good folks over at Crop Metcalf. That is right. It's getting hot. It might not be hot today. It might rain. But you know the heat is coming. This is D.C., and this is the summer. Be sure that your air conditioning system can keep up. Now's the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star tech will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There's a ton of benefits. You can increase the efficiency of your system, which will lower your energy bills. You know that Pepco bill is going through the roof in July and August. Do everything you can to keep it low. Don't wait. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable DC weather is tomorrow. Do what I do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Technician.
I'm going to take you home with me.
All right, B.
Let's go.
Aaron Schatz writes for ESPN now. We've had him on here a bunch.
Yep.
The what you call himself? The godfather of DVOA.
Okay.
Most people don't know what that means, but I do. He wrote something for ESPN.com where he picked the most underrated NFL players at every position.
Okay.
I think he did this AFC and NFC? I don't know. This is players. Okay. Who do you think the most underrated quarterback is in the NFL?
In the whole NFL?
Yeah.
Herbert?
You think Herbert?
I'm just saying Herbert. Because I'm thinking based on how Aaron Schatz would think.
He did not say Herbert.
Okay. Who did he say?
Look at you showing my guy Justin Herbert some love. Second favorite quarterback.
I was just trying to think like you all would think.
This isn't me, dog.
Well, you think like Aaron. So I'm
no,
like you
I don't. He said Brock Purdy.
I can see that. Brock Purdy has played far beyond a seventh-round last pick of the draft person. But nobody wants to ever give him credit. They want to always talk about what he wasn't instead of saying what he is. He's better than damn near half of the first-round picks that are playing as starters right now.
I don't disagree with what you said. But as far as underrated at the quarterback position, I have two names that jump out to me.
Who?
I think Jalen Hurts. A lot of people try to be real dismissive of Hurts.
They try to be, but you know what? The thing about it, he's one.
Yeah.
So I don't think he gets his recognition. So if you're getting recognition, you won a Super Bowl, can't be underrated.
I think Baker Mayfield is underrated. I mean, since he's gotten to Tampa, found the right fit,
yeah,
all they
Baker
do
Mayfield
is win.
Baker Mayfield has been around a long time, bro. In 1 year, 2 years, not going to erase all the negativity that he's done.
Dude, he was hurt.
He wasn't hurt the whole career.
He's been there.
Baker was a nut at first. He was young and stupid and had to learn. And then he learned and he started to play better.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in Tampa for two seasons. They are 11 games over 500, I think, in that stretch. Maybe that's not right. Like five games over 500. I don't know. I think Baker's been pretty good. I wouldn't think Purdy. But ESPN says Brock Purdy is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. I can't even imagine how to rank this because there's just so many.
I think Brock Purdy's name pops up because you got to, like I always tell people, if I give you a Ferrari, I give you a Volkswagen Beetle, and a Beetle beats the Ferrari every damn time, don't keep telling me how pretty your Ferrari is. Your Ferrari is garbage because this Beetle keeps beating it. Brock Purdy has been that damn Volkswagen Beetle. And he's beaten a lot of Ferraris. People still judge him as if he's the Ferrari and the Ferrari was the Beetle. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he doesn't get credit for being a seventh-round last pick of the draft quarterback. They judge him like, well, he ain't a first-rounder. Well, the first-rounder's not doing what he's doing.
Purdy's good. I think now that he just got paid –
Now we're going to see.
There will be no more questions about it.
Now you can judge him how you want to judge him because where he got drafted goes now.
Right.
They gave you the cheddar, dog.
I wouldn't even know who to guess at this because this is such a wide net. Who would you say is the most underrated running back in the NFL? I think this is really hard. I don't know.
Because they don't give any of them credit. So I think all of them, to be honest with you, 32 starters are all underrated because the league think – you can do something without him.
That seems a little personal for you?
It is personal. It's a lot of personal things with me.
I get it. I hold on. Let's just try to look at rushing stats. Obviously, last year you would think Saquon, Derrick Henry, right? I mean, here's a pretty easy one.
They're not underrated.
No, like those two stand out to you immediately as like two best runners in football.
Yes.
I think you got to get down this list a little bit, but Kyren Williams from the Rams went for 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. He is. Because, like, I watched – he wasn't a highly drafted guy either. And I watched this thing one day. They were talking about – they were trying to find out every way why to say he's not good instead of just shutting up and getting due credit. That dude cooks people.
Like – so the top six rushers, and I'm just looking at total yards on the season. Saquon, Derrick Henry, Bijan, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Jacobs. All of those guys, in my opinion, get proper notoriety and fame.
Yep.
Then Kyren Williams is seven. Chuba Hubbard is eight. He had almost 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns on a really bad team. I think that those two guys, bang, would be your underrated. Aaron Jones was good for the Vikings. He obviously had some big seasons with the Packers. Then Bucky Irving, the rookie, who really came on strong late.
They said he's underrated? They give him so much damn hype?
No. I went through the top 10.
Oh.
The ESPN list said Chuba Hubbard was the most underrated running back. They wrote, let's be honest, the public tends to think about running backs based on their fantasy football value. Hubbard was never one of the top 20 fantasy backs in the first three NFL seasons.
Last year was his best performance as a pro.
The public judge normally judge everything in football today on the fans' fantasy
I think
value.
Kyren Williams or Hubbard is my answer.
I'll go with the Williams kid at the Rams, right?
Williams, yeah.
I'll go with him.
All right. Do you have a pick for most underrated wideout?
Terry McLaurin.
Really?
People don't give him the hype. They want to always make him less.
I think this past year it changed.
I think he changed for us. He had always been there for us. But the nation don't want to give him credit for being a top 10 guy when he is definitely a top 10 guy.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
You know, I saw something yesterday on Instagram. He led the NFL in yards per catch run. What route would you think Terry led the NFL in on yards per catch on that route last year?
Slant.
I would have thought something like that where it's his physicality. Nines.
Nine route.
Go. I think a lot of that's a testament to Jaden throwing it up and Terry's tracking abilities.
Man.
Honestly, I think if you want to say Terry's the most underrated wide receiver, you can make
a real argument for it. What I'm saying is people don't like to give credit to him.
I do think last year it started to change because playing with a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I think, Doug.
But that's why I think he should automatically get the credit because he was playing with trash.
Well, he's about to get another contract, which will help. His yardage finished not – I think he had the 15th most receiving yards last year. If you remember, though, it started really slow. And then things really started to heat up for Terry, but he was super productive in the red zone. I think he was second among all NFL receivers with 13 touchdowns last year. Ja'Marr Chase had 17 elite NFL receivers, but I think Terry was second.
13? Well, I thought he had 15. Yeah, 13? 13.
And then, well, he had at least one. I think he had two more in the playoffs. I'm saying regular season.
I'm trying to give you everything you want, Terry.
Terry had three more playoff touchdowns, but in the regular season, it was 13 touchdowns.
Okay.
That's what broke Ricky Sanders' record.
Okay.
Because remember, the record was 12. The kid Brian Thomas, the rookie for Jacksonville last year.
Special.
Dude, you want to talk underrated. I bet most people don't know who he is.
Another LSU guy, right?
Yes. He went for almost 1,300 yards as a rookie with Lord knows who throwing to him. Trevor Lawrence only started like half the season, right?
he got hurt early.
That dude could play. I don't know what this list is because somehow this list says Darius Slayton is the most underrated NFL receiver. I can't get there with you, dog.
I think this list is talking about the average fantasy fan that don't really watch football because Darius Slayton gets a lot of damn hype. People always say, well, Darius Slayton, get on your team. What he can help you with? So.
All right, tight end. The list says Zach Ertz. It looked like Ertz's career might be over after he played only 7 games for the Cardinals in 2023, but he had a big comeback season with the Commanders in 24. Ertz caught 66 passes for 654 yards and 7 touchdowns, emerging as one of rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels' go-to receivers. Ertz also ranked 10th among tight ends in defense-adjusted yards above replacement metric.
I'm showing y'all.
He had an 86% run block win rate, one of the best figures among starting tight ends. That's why they re-signed him. Ertz will have another opportunity to have a very big role. They love their tight end room, and Zach Ertz is a true tone setter. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Landy, I'd like to get somebody to talk a little college football with us at some point, because it seems like maybe White Brian can give me the very quick version. What are the ACC and the Big 12 mad about right now that the SEC and the Big 10 are dominating? Like
that, they've been doing that.
Nah, but they like put out a memo. There's been a memo released. Somebody's mad about something.
They're dominating what?
Why, Brian?
It's the revenue sharing, and they're not getting enough money.
They don't generate enough money,
right? Why would they
right?
get what they're not generating? During basketball season, the rest of the people could complain about them.
Yeah, they're just mad to be mad.
So who are they complaining to? I hope they're not complaining to the SEC and the Big Ten. They're not going to say, oh, we'll send y'all a little something.
I think that's exactly what they're doing.
And
I think they're worried.
They don't care.
I think the biggest concern now is the ACC is terrified about losing Florida State and Clemson. And maybe it's more than that. I don't even know, dude. It's impossible to keep up with.
Hey, as I said earlier, things change in life. You got to learn how to adjust. If you don't, you lose out.
It is very, very hard to keep track of what the hell's going on, is what I would say. I think Clemson and Florida State are desperate to get out. I don't think they're quite desperate enough to join the Big 12.
So, in other words, what they're doing is complaining to their competition as if their competition is going to feel sorry for them. That's where we're at.
I think the ACC has made so many mistakes adding Stanford and Cal that don't really spend on a level of athletics that will make them competitive. Dude, Stanford hired Frank Reich as a 1-year placeholder coach. Who the hell's committing to that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's what I do know. I like to gamble. Let's make some bets, Landfill.
Brown.
Fire away, boys.
Pacers money line.
Damn, Jeff. You really took fire away
money
seriously.
Line?
Yes.
Why you take the money line?
Because they're going to win tonight. But
take the points then.
Nah, because I don't
want. They're giving points. He's actually being smart for once.
I'm taking the points. I mean, I'm taking the money line. Money.
You're definitely not taking the points, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm taking the money line.
And what he's doing is reasonable within our rules. Jeff, rarely do you get this right. You did. Congratulations. I don't want to go full J-Dogs forever, but I kind of like his side of this thing, honestly.
Yep, the only reason why the Knicks came back, because when Neesmith went out with his ankle, it was just a momentum thing. It's not happening tonight.
Are we all going to watch the game tonight? You going to watch the game tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to watch the most overrated player in the league lose, in Jalen Brunson.
Give me +2.5 Knicks.
It's getting personal, Jeff. Jalen Brunson seal your high school girlfriend or something?
No, I just don't know why. I just don't like his game, bro.
It's the haircut, dog.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, he's got to cut his hair.
Bro, I don't know what it is. Jalen Brunson just really just grinds.
You remember Jerry Rice when he was playing for the Seahawks with that haircut?
Hey, man.
We got to get Jalen Brunson friends? A nice, tight fade.
He don't want no fade. He said he got $35-40 million a year. He ain't wearing no fade.
And they letting his father be at the game. Why can't Halliburton's father be at the game?
I think he got released. I think free Bob Halliburton got freed. Whatever his name is. I'm pretty sure.
He can't be at the game because he do stupid stuff.
He ain't do nothing stupid.
Yo.
You run up.
All right, I'm sizing.
That's too far.
I'm letting my fandom take.
Per ESPN, John Halliburton gets to come back to the games tonight.
Let's go, John.
Yo, they also need to make sure John Halliburton stays his ass on the bench. I got a fix to this. Put John Halliburton in a suite so he doesn't have access to the court.
Let him run on the court.
Use him as an intimidation factor.
Let him keep running on the court till somebody buzz his ass.
I don't think he's intimidating anyone.
Yeah, he might intimidate Cat.
Does anybody else have a pick?
Jalen Brunson, 35 points, and Knicks to win.
Not happening.
Parlay from White Brian. Is that your first ever parlay?
Yep.
Wow.
Too bad it's not going to hit, JP.
Landini?
I'm taking the Knicks.
Ooh, I feel a J-Dogs forever situation.
So y'all both just against me tonight. That's crazy.
Feels weird that it's Tuesday and not Monday.
That's what you have. Memorial Day is normally on a Monday, Jay.
That's a good point. You know what? J-Dogs forever. Let's do it.
Let's go, baby.
Pacers. I'll take the Pacers money line, too. That way I don't have to give the points. Where are Grant and Danny? They're not here.
Danny's here.
Okay, great. Grant and Danny coming up next. Very, very fun show today. We're back. We may or may not be in Ashburn tomorrow. Depends on Doug Kammerer and the weather gods. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to Josh Kendall, excuse me. Thank you to Barry's for Luga. Thank you to everybody that called. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.